pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of It Pays to Have Good Credit. This week, we are going over some of the posts and topics that are shared in the It Pays to Have Good Credit group on Facebook. If y'all are listening to this episode and have not joined our Facebook community, it is a growing community full of positive posts in relates to credit or credit repair or helping people build credit or help them remove negative items from their credit on their own. And just sharing some helpful and very educational credit repair tips in general. But let's go to a post that was shared earlier this week. This secret member here says they have a 500 credit card from Discover that they received 3 years ago, and it was the worst credit card they've ever received. Okay. Before I finish reading this post, I just want to clarify something. There is no such thing as a worst credit card or the best credit card. At the end of the day, a credit card is only a reflection based on your financial decisions. Okay. For example, if I have that, let's just pretend I have this same credit card before we finish reading here, this same Discover credit card that this consumer has. I know if I spend something on that credit card, I am going to pay it off in full before the due date, so I'm not charged interest, okay? Now, if I only made the minimum payment or just didn't pay the card, then of course it messes up my credit, charges me a late fee, it adds interest to it, and it's going to become harder and harder and harder to pay off, okay? So let's finish reading. This person got a $500 credit card from Discover 3 years ago, and it was the worst card they've ever received. I used it and made every payment on time, but now they keep adding to my balance every year. I can't even use the card anymore because they have me over the limit. Oh wow. I need help if I should close this account or other options to stop it. I started with $300 and now it's $541. Okay, yeah, they're $41, $42 over the credit limit. I see they posted their credit card statement here. So let's go over something, okay? This person has a $500 credit card limit. They admitted they spent $300 on it 3 years ago, okay? They've made every payment on time. Doesn't mean it's in full, but every payment on time. So I can tell you what's going on. They have made payments of $25 a month or $20 a month based on the due date here. It looks like minimum payment is for June 12, 2024, which is in a few weeks. Minimum payment of $22. Okay, so let me show you something. They are $42 over the credit limit, and Discover only wants them to pay $22. Okay, so if they make this minimum payment on time, which is $22, the balance is going to go from $542 to what, $520. Guess what? You're still going to be over the credit limit, so now you're going to get interest added to that, plus you may get some type of fee for being over the credit limit. Now you're going to be back at $540, or if not higher, you know. So this is a trap, guys. Like, you have to pay this card in full. The reason why the balance keeps going up, because you're making the minimum payment. That is how banks makes money off credit cards. They charge you interest for people who use the credit card and do not pay it off in full. Look, credit cards are one of my favorite types of accounts with credit. You know why? Because it pays me to have it and use it. Okay, I don't use credit cards to finance things. I use credit cards to buy things and the bank pays me. Okay. For example, I'm a business owner. I have thousands of dollars of expenses every single month. Okay. With Sturgis Credit Repair, office materials, software, just all type of bills every single week. Look, guys, I don't use my business bank account or my business debit card for expenses. I use credit cards because it gives me 2-3% cash back just for using it. Okay. And then at the end of the month, before the due date, I pay it off with my business account or my debit card. And that way I'm charged zero interest. I already have the money to pay for all of my bills every month. But instead of using my debit card, I use my credit card. I get 2-3% cash back, or you can look at it as a 2-3% discount. Okay. So let me ask you this. If you have $100,000 a year in bills, you know, as a business, and you have someone telling you, hey, I can give you a 3% discount on your bills per year. So instead of $100,000, it's $97,000. Would you do it? Yes. Or if someone tells you, hey, if you pay all of your bills on time at the end of the year, I'm going to give you $3,000, you know, free money if you make all of your bills on time. Would you do it? Yes, that's guys, that's what I'm doing. Okay. I'm using, and this isn't just for business, this is for my personal life too. All my water bills, electric bills, sewer bills, trash can bills, grocery shopping, gas in my vehicles, lawn care. Like, guys, look, I use credit cards for everything, but that doesn't mean I'm in credit card debt. I use the cards, I pay it off in full. It costs me nothing. Now, if I'm using a credit card because I don't have the funds available to pay for it, then guess what? That's a trap. I'm going to get in credit card debt because I don't have the funds to pay it off in full. So I only use my credit cards knowing that I already have the money to pay my bills. I'm just using the credit cards to get ahead with just getting a discount or just getting cash back. Whichever way you look at it, it's just a win-win. Plus, you know, when I go on vacation out of country, you know, I'm not getting charged foreign fees. You know, most credit cards have $0 international fees and foreign fees and things like that. Thirdly, for security, you know, I use my credit cards everywhere I go. Gas pumps, weird stores, you know, buying stuff online, you know, storing my credit card information on my phone or my computer. I've had 2 credit cards hacked out of my whole entire life. Okay. One just happened last week. I had to call in to speak something, and one happened maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I would assume. But guys, look, it is 10 times easier if someone, you know, hacks your credit card versus hacking your bank account or hacking your debit card that's attached to your bank account. So check this out. If you have $10,000 in the bank, or you have a $10,000 credit card limit, okay, what would you prefer to get hacked? You know, which none of them, hopefully, but would you prefer your bank account to be hacked or your credit card to be hacked? You would hopefully say your credit card, right? Now, let's go even further. If you get a weird $5,000 charge one day from out of the country, you have no idea what it is. The bank says, hey, you know, this is your money. We want to make sure we get your money back. Please allow, you know, 15 days, 30 days, 45 days, 60 days for us to make a decision to determine if this was really fraud or not. That's scary, right? You have to wait that long just to see if you can get your money back. That's horrible. Or you have a credit card and the bank says, well, it's our money, so we're just going to put your limit back where it was, and you go on about your day. It's our money, so we'll work on getting our money back. You know, here's your $10,000 credit card limit back. We reimburse you for the $5,000 instantly. Go back to using the card. We'll get our money back somehow. You would much rather that, right? You know, so that's another thing. When I go out of country and things like that, and I'm swiping my credit cards everywhere or my card everywhere, I'm not inserting my bank account card at some weird gas station or some weird market store in Mexico or something like that. I'm using the bank's card and the bank's money. And then when I get back home from vacation, I pay off my credit card, so I'm not charged interest. So that's just how that goes, guys. And look, this card may have some type of annual fee. You know, she says she gets charged extra every single year, so I'm assuming that's an annual fee. But look, guys, like I said, it's no such thing as a bad credit card or the best credit card. It's literally based on your financial habits here. If this person was paying her card or his card every single month in full and not getting charged interest and making cash back, you know, which I see they have like $1.72 in cash back here. So that goes to show they haven't used this card in a while. You know, this is a good example here. If they were doing the right thing, he or she would be saying, oh my God, this is the best credit card ever. You know, they probably would have got a credit limit increase and things like that. So that's all for this episode, guys. Hopefully this has helped anyone that's out there using their credit cards incorrectly and merging over to using it correctly. And just get smarter overall with their spending. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.